الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن من شيء إلا يسبح بحمده ولكن لا تفقهون تسبيحهم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. One of the most life-changing experiences for a human being is when they begin to read. One of the most life-changing human experiences for all of us was when we learned how to read. Because what happens at that point in time, most of us don't remember it, but if we have children, we see our children going through this period, or this, you can say, development. And you go from seeing the world in a certain way, and then all of a sudden you begin to put letters together, and you see the world in a different way. So, for instance, many of you probably have experienced this. I have a son who's 4 years old, and he's beginning to put letters together. So whenever now when we see something on the road and there's a certain sign, he'll say, "Look, Baba, that starts with a Z. Or he'll say a name, right? And it'll be, let's say, you know, it's Fatima. And it's F, it starts with S, that starts with an F. And you start putting letters together. Eventually, you put a few letters together, you get words. And so when they see things on the road, they see things in a book, they see things on the screen, all of a sudden, the world is a completely different place. You see people's shirts or masks that have certain words on them, and the child begins to learn how to read, and you see the world in a completely different way. And this is part of the reason that so much emphasis is placed on literacy in the world. And this is what allows us to become, we can say, intellectually literate. But there's a deeper form of literacy that occurs for the believer, and it is also life-changing. In fact, one can say it's more life-changing than the ability to read the physical in this world. And that is when a believer begins to recognize and appreciate the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are around. That's a different type of literacy. We call that, you can call it whatever you'd like, but it's essentially a spiritual literacy. You know, for instance, if we see a road sign, we read this sign and we say, okay, this says, middle belt. But a believer who starts to develop themselves becomes spiritually literate, and now they see a tree, and they, rather than think that this is just a tree or that this is just some biological species, the human being who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at it and says, wow, subhanAllah, this is a sign of Allah. This tree was placed here by Allah. This tree was placed here for the remembrance of Allah. And at this moment in time, this tree is engaging in the remembrance of Allah. Right? This tree is engaging in the tasbih and the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His greatness. It's incredible. Right? It's incredible. A believer, right, when they see the sun rising in the morning, most people look at the sunrise in the morning and we don't think much of it. Because for us, this is just another 24-hour cycle that's beginning. Right? And this is for the most of the world. The sun rises, the sun sets, and the moon rises, the moon sets, and it's just no big deal. But for a believer who's spiritually literate and can appreciate the signs of Allah, the believer looks at the sun and says, subhanAllah, this, the celestial object, which is as large as it is, and the earth is able to rotate in such a perfect way, and the sun, with the magnitude that it has, is rising over the earth, or however it's occurring, right? I mean, the earth is rotating based off of its size. But we begin to look at each sunrise and think, subhanAllah, if this were to occur 1 minute later or 1 minute quicker, then the world would cease to exist, right? If it weren't moving at the exact speed that it's moving at, then this world would cease to exist, subhanAllah. The believer looks at the sun rising in the morning and says, subhanAllah, look at the sun and look how it is praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And look, when the sun is setting, look at how it's being so obedient that it's not waiting a second longer, it's not moving down a second earlier, it's completely stuck in Allah's praise and in the hukm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a person develops a sense of spiritual literacy, the world becomes different, because now everything we see is just a sign of Allah. right? Rather than everything just being a sign of the mundane, the grass on the ground, the trees, the mountains, the skies, people, rather than just being mundane things that cross my eyes and I move on to the next thing and I'm more infatuated with all of the different messages and tweets and things that are written across my screen because I can read and I'm so literate. The spiritually literate person looks at the rest of everything else in the world and says, SubhanAllah, and can't help but say SubhanAllah. Right? The trees, the mountains, the skies, the sunrise, the sun setting, you know, the movement of people, the movement of objects, all of these things become signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, we are, and it's important for us to think about this because, you know, how spiritually literate are we? Right? How much ability do I have to be able to read the metaphysical? And it's something that I should really think seriously about because on the Day of Judgment, it'll come back to me. Look, if we look at how deep you and I go into learning languages today, it's incredible. Some of us will spend, you know, years, 3 or 4 years studying a language so that we can learn to speak like a different culture of people. Some of us will study years, right, studying computer languages or C++ and these things so that we can begin to understand computer science a bit more. And we put so much effort and sacrifice, and we become very literate in these sciences. For instance, right, and a person may go through 3 or 4 years of engineering, and now every time they see a building, let's say they see a tall building, they're looking at that building in a completely different way than the rest of us are. They're calculating heights, and they're calculating angles, and they're calculating weights and forces, and for us, we're just looking at it and saying, it's just a building, what's the big deal? But someone who's literate from an engineering perspective looks at that building and says, amazing how they designed this and amazing how they structured it in this way. You know, for instance, someone that studies the medical sciences, you see someone with shortness of breath, right? The rest of the world is looking at that person and saying, oh, this person looks like they're short of breath. But immediately, right, the physician is going through and thinking, oh, this person's short of breath. It could be that they're having a heart attack. It could be that they're having a blood clot in their lungs. It could be that they have a pneumonia and all. You're looking at the person in a completely different way. What's their airway like, right? Because we become so literate in our own specialties and our own sciences. A hairstylist, right? Even that's a science. A person who studies hair and earns certificates and degrees, they can look at someone's hair and be able to tell it was cut this long ago, it was grown for this long, it was styled in this way, this is the shade of brown that it is, and this is what it was last year, and this is what it was the year before, and this is how it evolved. We've become so literate in the sciences that we deem to be important, and we can read things in ways that the world before us couldn't read. But we've neglected, for the most part, we as believers, we've neglected the importance of becoming spiritually literate. Right? We've neglected the importance of becoming spiritually literate and really focusing on how is it that I can go about this world and understand or begin to understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness the way I understand the greatness of everything else. Right? Of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness is far beyond that. And, you know, this comes back to one verse of the Qur'an where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says so beautifully, وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِسْنِ سُرَةُ الْإِسْرَىٰ or Bani Israel, وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ. That there is nothing, well, he says, تَسَبِّحُ لَهُ السَّمَاوَةَ صَبَرُ الْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهِنْ وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ. That there is nothing, there is absolutely nothing. There is nothing in existence, right? Allah Ta'ala says before that, including the heavens and the earth and everything in between. وَمَنْ فِيهِنْ. There is nothing in existence إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِ, except that every single thing, every molecule, every atom, every particle, every single thing in this world is stuck singing the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's nothing. You know, we the mountains at this present moment are praising Allah. The trees are praising Allah. The sky is praising Allah. The air is praising. Everything around us is praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we just don't understand the praise. We don't understand it because we're not literate. Not only, I mean, we have a limited ability to understand that, but even if we become very spiritually literate, we're not going to understand the depth of what's occurring here. You know, it comes in many narrations that the Sahaba, when they were with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they witnessed many times where things that were inanimate, they could hear the tasbih. Right? For instance, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says that he mentions that when they would sit with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, They could hear the tasbih, the praise, being uttered by the food that they were about to consume. Right? And there's other miracles that occurred in the hands of the Prophet ﷺ where they could hear it. So we know that every single thing in this universe is constantly in the praise of Allah Ta'ala. And for us, it's constantly a sign of Allah, but we tend to underappreciate this. We tend to underappreciate how pervasive this is, because for the most part, we've all become very literate when it comes to the intellectual sciences. But when it comes to attempting to appreciate the metaphysical world, we're relatively illiterate. So it's important for us to open our eyes and begin to see the world in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created it. It shouldn't be that every single day we drive to work or we drive to school and 1,000 signs of Allah pass by us, be it trees, be it wind, be it rain, be it cars, be it people, and not once do we begin to think, subhanAllah, this is Allah's creation and He placed this here and this is actually praising Him. It shouldn't be that we go about our day and go about every sunrise, and go about every sunset, and go about every season and change in weather. And it shouldn't be that we, you know, see so many different signs of Allah, but we constantly or continuously overlook them time after time after time. It should be that whenever we see anything, we're reminded that this is from Allah, and that this is constantly in Allah's praise. وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِي وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. That every single thing in the heavens and in the world, in the entire universe, is in Allah's praise, if only we could begin to see it. So, you know, what's the lesson for us, right? It's a reminder for us, especially those of us, most of us, if not all of us, we live in a society that's very literate. The literacy rates, especially in the suburban areas in which we live, they're very high, right, compared to maybe other parts of the world. We've learned how to read. We can read complicated books, complicated chapters. We can read languages that aren't even languages. We can make sense of complicated computer science, for instance. We can make sense of complicated engineering. We've excelled in these sciences and in these languages. For those of us that are in that, or all of us in general, we should begin to ask ourselves, how literate am I when it comes to reading the signs of Allah? And if it doesn't match the literacy that I have in reading everything else that I've been studying, well then, it's time for us to improve upon that language as well. So what are the ways by which we become more literate in reading the signs of Allah? Right? There's obviously many ways, but I just want to mention a couple of them. One is to develop a deeper relationship with the Qur'an. One is to develop a deeper relationship with the Qur'an. Because what is the Qur'an? It's essentially a book that's designed to just remind us about Allah. I mean, every single thing, every single point that's made and every mention in the Qur'an, because it's Allah's speech and Allah's word, this is just a constant reminder of Allah. And the deeper we interact with the Qur'an, not just reciting it, but trying to understand what Allah Ta'ala is telling us, the more likely it is that when we close the Quran and then we go about the world, we begin to see Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's signs outside of the Quran. And the second is, one is to read the Quran, right, and to reflect upon the Quran. And the second is to be consistent in Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's remembrance and the dhikr of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. When a person spends time remembering Allah Ta'ala, right, the way we do in these gatherings, and the way we try to do after Salah, the way we do in the privacy of our own home, the more time we spend in Allah Ta'ala's remembrance, the more Allah Ta'ala opens up our heart to appreciate the magnificence of His signs around us. Right? So for instance, if I decide that I'm going to spend a bit of time every single day remembering Allah Ta'ala in my own home, or in the masjid after Salah, 10 minutes or 15 minutes, I guarantee you, give it a few weeks, and you will begin to see the world in a different way, right? This is just the nature of how Allah Ta'ala created the heart. That when the heart is blessed with Allah's remembrance, and when it is engaged in Allah's remembrance, it becomes infatuated with Allah Ta'ala. And when the heart is then infatuated with Allah Ta'ala and it goes around the world, all it can see is Allah, meaning Allah's signs. So we should be particular about these two things. One, ask ourselves, how deep is my relationship with the Qur'an? And is there a different book or a different language that I study more than I engage and study the Qur'an? And if I am, then yeah, I can expect to be illiterate. But if I want to gain spiritual literacy, then really my Quran, the relationship with my Quran should be deep. And the second is my relationship with my dhikr, my relationship with my remembrance of Allah Ta'ala that I do, again, in the privacy of my own home, in the seclusion of myself in the masjid, in my own bedroom, or in a gathering like this. How consistent am I in this? If I'm consistent in this and my heart is softened, watch how Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala opens up the heart to be able to appreciate all of the signs of Him around us. So, coming back full circle then, for believers, this is a life-changing event or life-changing moment. And it sometimes it occurs like the flip of the switch, like the flip of a switch, where you go from I can't read to now I can read and the world is a different place, right? Academically, where I go from I can't read Allah's signs, all I see is dunya, 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 flip of the switch and all of a sudden I can't help but think about and appreciate Allah. But for most people, it's a gradual course where we are heedless of Allah, so we basically can't read anything around us. But over time, as we develop ourselves spiritually through the Quran and through our dhikr, we begin to see the world in a completely different way, and it is life-changing and transforming for us. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to appreciate the value of spiritual literacy and appreciate the value of seeing His signs around us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to appreciate that everything in this world is in His remembrance and in His tasbih. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be consistent in our relationship with the Quran and consistent in our daily adhkar. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.